Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift at 7:02. You've got Bo, Mike, Allie Mack hanging out with you this morning. Of course, Dylan keeping us on air back there behind the glass. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Mike, what is your last or latest DIY project? You always have something going on.
Oh, gosh. Right now, I am DIYing some air ducts into floor joists in my basement so that I can make room for some workout equipment.
Oh, okay.
You know, like, they finished the basement at some point, and they didn't move the air ducts, and they were just kind of, like, hanging down, like, 2 or 3 feet into the living space. And so it wasn't usable for what we wanted to use it for.
I gotcha.
So, yeah, I'm headed to the depot today.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? Got to get some drywall and other stuff.
It so feels
I'm always
like,
doing something.
Same with us, because we have this new house. And so it feels like every single day there's a different DIY project. And we've uncovered, you know, this brick pathway underneath our pine straw in the backyard.
Yes.
So now we're realizing we're going to have to like regrade everything, redo everything. So yesterday we were setting up like a temporary dog pen in the backyard.
Yes.
So that Han and Chewy have somewhere to run around until we can get everything fixed and then give them a real fenced-in backyard.
Did we figure out where the body was buried under the path?
Not uncovered yet. We're going to start pulling the bricks up. I'm a little bit nervous because, Bo, you brought up a really good point yesterday in the studio. You're saying it might be...
It's a pet cemetery.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
There's a dead pet or two underneath
there. Oh.
I mean, I don't know how old the house is. But if it's, you know, 30 years or older, it's definitely a couple of dead pets there.
Yeah, it's an 88 home, so.
Y'all got to save the bricks. This is like a perfect thing, like an HGTV thing where you save the bricks and you'd utilize the bricks in something else. You recycle them, upcycle.
Was it the OG owner that you bought it from, or?
No, there have been a few families that moved in there. Like this, the bricks were covered up by someone that put in like an actual deck instead of just a back porch. So there's different layers of mysteries that we are uncovering. I had no idea that I would turn into a detective after buying a home.
Yes.
I had no idea.
Yeah, I just can't wait for the next chapter in this saga. You know what I mean? We don't know
what's underneath the bricks.
And I can see the YouTube video right now. And I don't even know if you have a YouTube page, but the YouTube video right now, like the cover, you know what I mean? Icons like. You'll never believe what was under these bricks in my backyard.
Just wait till I get a Netflix
series.
3 million
views. Like, what? What was it? I don't know.
Like I said, it's going to be the mystery of Macaulay Manor going on. All right, so we got to talk about Falcons mandatory minicamp. It kicked off yesterday, and there was a lot made in the media. Is Kirk going to be there? Is he not going to be there? And really, Raheem Morris kind of squashed that yesterday by saying it's just not as dramatic as people think.
I'm really comfortable with Kirk because of who he is, his character, the person. I don't worry about those things with Kirk because he's a man first, and like, he's going to go out and do whatever it takes for us to help his football team as long as he's with us, and he's with us. And, like, it's been really less dramatic of a situation than it has been from an outside of the building standpoint.
Yeah, because the drama is created behind these microphones with people at this radio station, at news outlets, at others, You know, the fans. There's no drama in the building. The narrative, it's a created drama outside of the building, and it just doesn't exist in there. You know, Kirk Cousins doesn't get himself onto another team quicker by coming here and for the next, you know, however long he's here, 2 months, you know, 10 months. He doesn't do it by being a cancer. He doesn't do it by creating a bad image. I mean, it's just so silly that we sit here and act like. I mean, there was literally a poll question from a show on this radio station yesterday. Is it a good idea still? It's not a bad one. You've got a veteran backup, and Kirk even said yesterday when he talked, "Hey, I'm not here, and I'm not going to overload Michael Penix. I'm going to tell him what he needs when he needs it. I'm going to be there for him. I'll help when I think it's necessary, and then I'll lay off. And then if he needs it, he'll come to me, and I'll give it to him." Like, that's how it works. I don't know what I just get so irritated by this fake narrative drama that we create for whatever reason and thrust it onto them because we're petty in our own lives and we wouldn't handle the situation as well. We're not mature enough to handle it, so we act like they're not.
I think this is going to be shocking to a lot of people. I completely agree with everything Bo just said. And this is the stance, Allie, that we've taken since December. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've pointed to the fact that I think I tweeted this like back in January. There was a lot, can't wait to see what Kirk's, you know, they're going to be on the hook for all this money and he's going to, you know, they're going to probably release him at some point. He's going to go. I have been of the belief since the beginning of this entire saga that he will be just fine as a backup quarterback. I know that he wants to start, but he has made almost $300 million in his career. He's going to be just fine. He has family that lives down here. He has set up shop seemingly where he lives and getting all this, you know, worked on his house and everything else and you know, setting up with, you know, his wife and kids. So this is not a situation where you worry about the person that Kirk is or the backup quarterback is in this instance and say, man, you know, I don't want this to be a focus. And that's just not what this is. And I've said since the beginning, Bo and I have had this conversation. Well, is it going to be a distraction? The guys on the sideline are not paying attention to the national broadcast. They're not watching CBS. They're on the sideline. They're interacting with Kirk. Kirk is watching the iPad with Zach Robinson and DJ Williams and everybody else and trying to figure out how they can all be better. They're not worried about whether or not, you know, Jonathan Vilma's in the booth and the camera is showing Kirk Cousins on the sideline. They're not focused on that. Now, there's always going to be those questions because you guys know as well as I do, the backup quarterback is always the most popular guy in the building. If there is a stretch of games where Michael Penix goes one touchdown pass to three interceptions over a three-game stretch, sure. But I think that I'm very comfortable in saying Raheem Morris is not going to revert back to Kirk Cousins anytime soon. This is Michael Penix's team, and it will be for the foreseeable future. And I think that everybody involved in this seems to understand that, aside from the eyeballs on the outside looking into the situation.
I think you two have a very different perspective on how football players go through every single day life. We personalize anyone on the outside of the Falcons organization. Sure. Looks at it like, he just got a demotion. If I got a demotion, oh, shoot, writing's on the wall. I better get out of here before something happens. But their lifestyle is just so wildly different that it does make sense that he could stick around.
Yeah, and here's the other thing I'll throw out at you guys. And, Bo, I'd be curious to see if you know this. Let's go back 2 years, and we talked about the fact that there was, I don't know, like 65 starting quarterbacks. If I asked you how many starting quarterbacks actually started all 17 games 2 years ago, do you have any idea what that number might be? Because it's way lower than a lot of people realize. And the fact of the matter is you do need a quality backup in this league.
What was 2 years ago? Is that 22 or 23?
23.
So Brady was already retired. What's my rookie? It was a rookie in Houston at the time.
C.J. Stroud.
C.J. Stroud started all the games, I think.
Okay.
I know he started all of them. Pretty positive. Pretty positive Jared Goff started all the games that year.
Let me ask you this. Do you think the number is between 1 and 10, 10 and 20, or 20 and 32?
I would say the number is probably no more than 6.
It's 8.
Okay.
Yeah, 8 quarterbacks that started all 17 games 2 years ago.
And I bet 6 of them were playoff.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
James.
Yeah, I mean, like, that, and that's where I'm at. And I think that's eye-opening for a lot of people. It's like, oh, well, you know, hey, Michael Penix is show. Dude, the odds are that you're going to need that guy at some point. And I hate to have that conversation. I hate to say that, but you look at a Kenny Pickett starting a game a year ago for Jalen Hurts. When they ended up winning the Super Bowl. He got dinged up. He needed a week off. And you have to play the backup quarterback. So it's going to be a conversation at some point, and you would love for it to be a guy that you do feel like is a Pro Bowl caliber quarterback coming in.
It's about money, too. Like, if we get demoted, we lose money. Kirk Cousins isn't losing any money. There's no incentives in his contract. It's guaranteed. He's getting paid. But the other part is, why wouldn't he want to help this team? You know what the storyline is if Kirk Cousins turns into Jeff Hostetler? And I say that name because Jeff Hostetler, now they're different players, but Hostetler wasn't a starter, and yet he's a Super Bowl winning quarterback. Why? Because Phil Simms went down in like week 11, and Hostetler came in and rode the coat. I mean, he played well, don't get me wrong, but he rode the coattails of a legendary defense that shut down one of the best offenses at the time in NFL history, and that Bills offense, and got, you know, was on the good end of a missed field goal by Scott Norwood in the night, you know, in that Super Bowl 25, and he's a Super Bowl champion. And then what does he do? He goes and he leaves. He goes to the Los Angeles Raiders and becomes a starter for like 5 years. Now Cousins doesn't have 5 years left, but the reality is Hostetler is a starting Super Bowl champion quarterback because of that, because he was ready. And we've seen other guys step into spots and be ready. I mean, that's what happened. So it benefits Kirk Cousins to do everything right. Not to mention, if he does everything right and then, you know, he's up to date, a team's going to trade for him possibly at the end of camp or in the middle of the season, and he's going to be ready to go and can be that guy. Can be the savior for somebody. So it just doesn't make sense for him to be a detriment at this point. And I think people use it because Brett Favre years ago said, it's not my job to groom a rookie. That's my bat. They're my replacement. Just like Aaron Rodgers did the same thing. But Kirk Cousins is not Aaron Rodgers or Brett Favre. And I think this is also a completely different situation because those guys were entrenched in those franchises and in those jobs at that point in time. Cousins wasn't. He just came here on a 4-year deal that essentially was a 2-year deal based on everything the way it was written.
Yeah, Will Levis that was talking about this not too long ago. He's like, look, I think I'd be lying to you if I said I love the situation I'm in, right? Mm-hmm. He was the starting quarterback that was the first-round draft pick just a couple of years ago, and all of a sudden they draft Cam Warren number one overall. And it's just the situation. Now, are they gonna you know, cut Will Levis? I don't know. Maybe he's not due the $45 million that Kirk Cousins is. That's just not the situation you find yourself in. Yesterday and throughout the last couple of days, Allie, we've talked about Jaire Alexander, the corner that got cut from the Green Bay Packers, and is he a possibility here? You're $5 million away from the salary cap. If you cut Kirk Cousins, guess what? You have to go sign a backup quarterback. You know what the going rate for a backup quarterback is? A veteran backup quarterback? About $5 million. Okay. So it just, it to Bo's point, it doesn't make sense in any way for Kirk Cousins to be a detriment. It doesn't make sense for the Falcons to cut him at this point. You've got to hope that he gets through training camp. Again, you don't have a ton of draft picks next year. You don't have a ton of money in terms of, you know, the coming season. So if something shakes out after training camp or there's an injury somewhere else, sure, love to field those calls. But as of right now, I think the status quo is just fine, and everybody seems to be just peachy with it up in Flowery Branch.
Yeah, and we're going to continue the conversation about minicamp and all the audio that's coming out. I mean, Kirk did talk to the media for quite some time yesterday, so we'll cover that later in the show. But coming up, morale was up, guys. Now it's back down. Braves bats went cold last night. We're going to talk about it next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.